Hey everybody, this is Stully FD.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're doing a website teardown part two.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So you guys have submitted way too many websites that we can cover in one episode. So we're going to have some fun with this, and we'll see how many episodes it takes us to go through most of the website. We'll try to get to most of them. You know, I'm under, as a disclaimer, still under pain medication after knee surgery. So my feedback is under a big disclaimer, but we're just going to jump right into it and try to provide as much value and feedback as possible. Heaton, do you want to take it away with the first website?
Yeah, first website is called Tortuga Retreats, TORTUGA RETREATS.com. And, you know, one of the first things I noticed right when I hit the website, there's a headline and a subheadline and a button. And then there's basically like a changing image, and the headline and stuff changes as well. Right when I hit the page, it just keeps changing. That stuff gives me a headache. I just have a visceral reaction when I see motion on a page. We had a previous teardown in the last episode on these teardowns that had like a big like video in the back. And Stelly was wondering if it increases conversions and all that. I've tested things like this, especially with this images and the headlines changing. It's really confusing because right now I don't even know how to give feedback because like there's like multiple headlines. So I have to like pay attention to all of them. So one, it says company retreats for remote teams, meet up, brainstorm, and get to know each other. And then it changed. Another one says, save time, money, and hassles. We organize all the logistics around planning company retreats. Okay, I get the point. The third one is bring your distributed teams together. Live and work in one place. Enjoy awesome activities. And the one thing that doesn't change is the button that says request a quote. So I would advise here that like pick one value prop. They all seem very similar, so you can pick any of them. And basically stick to it. Don't make the image rotate in the back. And then find just a really good value prop. I actually like this whole idea of like company retreats for remote teams and the fact that you organize all the logistics around planning these. It sounds like a strong value prop. Anyone that's done this, especially when they look at the companies that you're, you know, involved with, Zapier, Hotjar, Greater Good, Valen Technologies, and Maventry. I've heard of Hotjar and Zapier and Greater Good as well. So, you know, there's a few in there that probably a lot of people would have heard of. That's really cool. I mean, it looks like you've already worked with some awesome companies. So you don't need to do this fancy like changing the image in the back, but I can go off for that for days because it just doesn't work too well. There's also a phone number on the top right, which I really like, and it's an 877 number, so it's toll free. And then there's also a link to show international numbers that sort of pops up. Super cool. Really like that. I'm sure you might be getting some phone calls. And then below is just like retreat locations, and I can click and like look at North America or the Caribbean or, you know, wherever you're allowing me to retreat. And then below that, it says, here's what you get. Beautiful accommodations, co-working and fast internet, service and amenities, activities and experiences. And then below that, it talks about your clients and kind of lets me go see more testimonials if I want. All really cool stuff. I actually overall think the page has the right value props. It's just that rotating thing really throws me off. The request a quote, I would probably make that copy a lot more specific too, where you talk more about plan your remote team retreat or plan your company retreat or something a lot more tactical than just requesting a quote or have us help you plan a company retreat or something like that. So yeah, that's mostly what I got. I mean, there's other pages on the site like retreat locations, how to book a retreat and stuff like that, which I think are all valuable things. But on a high level, like this could just be so much tighter when you start talking about company retreats and all that. And also, one other thing before I move on and let Stelly comment or have Stelly comment is there's only one picture that's kind of buried that actually, or maybe two if I really want to be picky about it, that include people in it, maybe three. And this is about remote company retreats, and this is about teams that usually don't get to be in person. So I think it'd be really cool if you actually included people in the imagery. I think actually it wouldn't be cool. It would be really valuable, especially if people that look like not a family, but a team. And since you have some of these customers, just ask them for a picture from their company retreats, and that can be really valuable. And yeah, there are more than, you know, as many pictures as I'm saying that have images, but the majority of these don't. People in them, these images with people in them, and they should, because that would really evoke more emotion out of this.
I love it. Such great feedback. So I love the value proposition, right? I think that these guys do a good job. I come on the side and there's a lot of things that could improve, but I kind of, it doesn't take